from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's talk to our buddy, Eric Bickle.
The Washington Commanders.
From Sports Junkies fame, EB, what'd you make of the Jahan Dotson trade?
Well, I was initially shocked, believe it or not. I mean, we all heard sort of the rumblings. You could see the writing on the wall that they weren't thrilled with his production. But I have to say I was shocked that they moved him. But when it's all said and done, I think at this point they still deserve the benefit of the doubt. So I trust him, and I'm okay with it. But I was definitely shocked, to be honest with you.
EB, here's my working theory, right? I don't think the receiver room was particularly good outside of Terry McLaurin. I think they don't care about that. I think they need guys that are going to block. I think they don't care if it's like, I think it's going to be like 2012 where their number two was Joshua Morgan or somebody else. They want guys on the outside to engage, and maybe the guy that catches the second most passes on the outside is, say, Zacchaeus. They're going to run through Eckler and McLaurin and Ertz and guys like that. That's kind of what I'm working with. What are your thoughts?
No, I mean, I think that that's true. There's no doubt about it. They want a complete receiver, willing to do all the dirty work. That's why they like Diami, probably, because he's willing to do anything. Zacchaeus honestly has popped. I mean, he looks like he can do the job. It's not an outstanding room, but the only quip I have is with our good friend Barry Sfaluga, who I think is outstanding. I currently think he's like the best in town. His idea is that this just signals that they know that they're going to stink and they're just going to move on and get assets. Part of that's true. They wanted to get assets for him. But I don't think this is an indictment necessarily, and this coincides with what Danny's saying, on the team. I think it's just an indictment on Jahan. Jahan's a nice guy by all accounts. They just didn't think his skill set fit what they were doing, and they didn't think they were missing much by moving on from him. So I don't think they think that they're worse off getting rid of him.
Mm. What's your confidence in Cliff Kingsbury to solve the riddle that is fixing and improving a lot of the guys in this offense and getting the most out of Daniels?
It's better than anybody since Jay.
Okay.
If that means anything to you. I really like Jay. I think Jay's unbelievable. It didn't really work out as a head coach or whatever, but man, you know, he could
hit good offenses.
Offense.
Yeah.
And he's freaking hysterical, so I'm so biased. I think Cliff's a smart guy. I think he's going to figure this out. I think he's had plenty of experience. I trust him. I actually do trust him. I'm not worried about the stuff that they say. Oh, he's only lining up Terry. You know what? They're not showing you anything yet. You know he's learned. He's evolved. He's a smart guy. He's done this his whole life. I have confidence actually, and largely it's because of Jaden. To be honest with you, I think he's going to make everybody look better.
Speaking of confidence, give me the area of the squad. This is, again, dealer's choice here, Eric. Area of the squad, element, team, thing, whatever you're most confident in and thing that you are least confident in heading into the season.
Ooh. Okay. You know what? Most confident in Jaden Daniels being the real deal. That may be bizarre, but I do think he's the real deal. Least confident, corners. I just think that's pretty obvious. The offensive line is obviously a huge question mark, but if Jaden keeps getting rid of the ball at one point, the corner situation is worrisome.
EB, we appreciate you as always, buddy. Thank you. What do you got on the docket this weekend? Your phone's breaking up a bunch. Say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
I'm sorry. All right, be good, guys.
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, actually,
we want to
know now.
Hear the answer.
Oh, drink.
Drinking.
What else is there to do?
Drinking, yeah, drinking.
Well, you're a golf guy now. You're like all in on golfing, it seems like.
Well, I just came inside from hitting balls. Yeah.
How's the swing looking?
Swing's fine, but it's just golf. Golf's like really hard. So you can think you're friggin' Tiger Woods one swing, and then you're the worst player ever the next.
That's ridiculous. I think there's no sport on the planet that is made to look easier by the experts. I'm not saying like hitting a baseball's not hard or whatever. But nothing looks easier with the consistency with which they do things than going out and golfing. I'll take 100 swings or 140, and I'll have like 6 good ones, and I'm like, I'm coming back.
I'm really good at this. Yeah.
And then I just suck so bad.
Yeah, no, it's so true. But if you really, really watch closely, too, even the best, Tiger will shank one every once in a while. You know, Scottie Scheffler will hit one off the hosel. It's a maddening sport. It's maddening, but it's just sort of that pursuit that keeps bringing us back, right? That feeling that you get when you do smush one. Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, even me, I'm terrible. Like, you wouldn't golf with me. I'm really bad. But when I go golfing and I play, like, best ball or whatever in a tournament a couple times a year for charity or whatever, in my round, I'll hit, like, 2 or 3 balls where I'm like, I think I could get good at golf.
Well, like, every time I play, I'm like, I should do this all the time. Which you can't. How can anyone do it all the time?
Well, when your kids get older, Danny, actually, you can do it quite a bit.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about. He plays pickleball 6 hours a day.
Yeah, but
he can find a time to play some golf.
It's not. It's not a 9-hour commitment 45 minutes away on a weekend. Like, that's different.
Well, what's better? What else are you going to do? I mean, once your kids grow up and everything, well, what else are we going
to
do?
Well, you got to go to all their college games, man. You're nothing but college scholarships out there at the Bickle House.
D1 athletes left and right.
I just hope someone makes the middle school team in my house.
I just want to know, how many of your kids are going to be in the 28 Olympics in L.A.?
Zero, I promise.
I mean,
-0.
I don't know. You got sillies left and right.
Now you guys are sweet. They're good kids.
See you,
Thank
buddy.
You guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
Be good. That's our buddy Eric Bickle.
Yeah, but
that show, by the way, has a chance. These junkies, have you heard them yet?
Yeah, they got chemistry.
I don't know how they did it, but they got something going.
You don't see that very often, like a new show with 4 guys on it.
Yeah.
And they do that.
And I don't think they've ever met before. They just threw them in the studio together.
Yeah.
Really an amazing concept.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give Chris Kiner credit.
You do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.